Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Who is that laughing?
Vincent Price. That's
right. No, I want to see if she knew.
I don't know. I mean, I've been alive for 50-something years. I'm,
you know, hey. How get... many?
How's the Ram? How's the Ram?
Oh, my God.
The
oh,
Ram is...
is it fried?
I'm not alone.
I know. You said just turn two.
Okay, so hi, it's Sarah Minnie Alice's morning show. It's a scary morning here at the Winchester Mystery House. A lot of nice people. Not all the nice people, though. I know that there's nice people out there right now. I know you're trying to get here. You got a little less than an hour to get down here.
Oh.
Organic Koo is feeding us. Yep. Psycho Donuts is feeding us. In a couple minutes, we're going to be talking with the general manager here, find out about Unhinged and what's going on here with the Winchester Mystery House.
Hey.
I wanted to say hi to Scott Budman from NBC
Bay
Area. Scott is a longtime reporter for the ANN.
He's a correspondent for the ANN. Our best, actually.
Do you guys know he's an Emmy Award winner, too, right?
Well, of course he is. Of course.
We only hired the best. When I hired him,
he works for the South Bay, and the live show is great. Not only do you guys know this is the best-looking morning show in the Bay Area, but
he's
got the best-looking live audience.
He knows how to work a room.
Scott, you know what? Scott is secretly jealous of the relationship Sarah and Vinny has with their audience, because he doesn't have that with his audience.
What are you talking
about? No. Come on.
Why just say that to him?
Well, come on. He's like,
that's just mean.
No, it's true, though.
Is it? How do you know?
On a side note,
not sure where this is going.
Scott is a Winchester Mystery House expert.
Oh, is that so?
Not an expert, but I've been here a lot. Took the kids here, went on that
Unhinged?
Halloween tour.
Yeah,
these guys do it right. This is great.
They do. Absolutely. Well, I mean, it is a scary. It really is sort of a funny thing to have a house with this kind of history just right in the middle of the city.
That's what I love, the crazy backstory.
Oh, my God.
Crazy backstory.
And I don't want to distract from, you know, pumping up the mystery house, but driving in today, the mall has changed in like the last 3 months.
Oh, there's what's different?
There's an entire new parking structure finished.
Oh. We've got tech companies in this mall now.
Is that right?
How much this stuff has grown, yeah.
It's crazy. So just in, I don't even know when I was last here, not that long ago. I mean, it was, but they're continuing to build at Valley. That's Valley Fair, right?
Well, Valley Fair is across. This is Santana Row right here.
Ah.
But, yeah, Valley Fair, they're both here, and they're both growing like crazy. I mean, you guys know the South Bay is just nonstop, and that means the housing prices are crazy. And
what do you think the Winchester Mystery House is worth? Like $50 million? Like, what is this plot
of land? Do you think the marketing manager knows? Do you know?
Marketing manager.
Come on. She's hiding.
No, we're looking for her.
Don't let her run out.
Did she just run for it?
What do you think the dollar value of this? What's your name again?
Gosh, I'm Natalie.
This is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
I have no idea.
She said $100 million.
Well, think about, you know, where it's located.
The land alone must be worth that.
What is it? Is it a full acre? What's it? What do we got here?
I'm
seeing 4 acres.
4 acres.
Four acres.
Do you work here, too? Oh, hold on. We got another expert. What's your name?
My name is Jake.
What do you do here?
I'm the marketing coordinator here.
Marketing
Jake's
coordinator.
Jake's been helping us. So is Natalie.
Yes, I am.
Jake and Natalie.
It's on 4 acres. How much is the value of this house and land?
I know.
Here we go.
I know
big money.
Built in 1922, I think it was about $5
million.
Mm-hmm. And so I think today, in today's dollars, it's about $74 million, I think.
I don't know. 4 acres right here.
4 acres. Used to be 160.
It's a
used to be 160 acres?
160. So all this land around here was once Sarah Winchester's.
So you tell me Santana Row is sitting on Sarah Winchester's old, so it's haunted, obviously.
Some people like to think so.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's definitely some strange experiences here for sure.
Yeah. Well, people can come and take the tour.
They can, yeah.
We're gonna talk to Walter Magnuson, who's your GM. He's your boss, right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't like
there
that.
There he is. He's in the blue blazer. Look at that guy.
Yay.
He looks legit.
People all look pretty legit. All right. So in the meantime, I'm going to squeeze in just a couple of stories here because it is, in fact, Halloween. And we did just hear Thriller. And Michael Jackson remains the top earning dead dude.
Oh.
Is that right?
$60 million bucks he earned in the last year. Dead since 2009. I cannot believe 10 years have gone by since
I know. I remember hearing it.
Oh, my God. Me too. Just
like, I think it was in the car on the radio and whoa.
I can't believe Michael Jackson's dead. He doesn't seem old enough.
At the time, I thought he was old. I'm like, oh, my God, he's in his 50s.
That story was so weird. I mean, everything sort of relating to him as he got older was weird. Mm-hmm. But the idea that he was taking propofol, had a hired doctor who was knocking him out daily.
Right. Yeah.
And that had become his routine.
Mm-hmm. So it's needed so sad.
And this so-called, that's the only way he could sleep. That's not sleep.
No.
That's not even sleep, dude.
That's just unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. But that doctor did time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he still in prison?
No,
no,
I don't
he's
think so.
Out. He's been out a while.
So he's probably, you know, treating patients again then. That's good.
I'm going to guess no.
Maybe in the Bahamas.
What's his name?
How do Conrad Murray.
Yeah, oh, that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Did you look that up, or did you?
I have audio of him. I was about to play it, but I was like,
"Oh, where's crying?
He's crying in jail.
Yeah. Crying,
exactly.
Poor thing. Here we go.
All right,
killed Michael
that?
Jackson.
All right, I don't even know how it sounds like, but here.
Give me a little bit of help. I tried to call my attorney. She didn't even pick up the phone.
You're like a 4-year-old. I don't understand you.
Trying to call my attorney. She
stop crying and tell me what's wrong with you.
It is sad, though. There's a guy that, you know, I'm sure it's hard to work for Michael Jackson and continue to work for him if you don't give him his, what did he call it, his magic milk or something. He's like, you know, he's a doctor and now he's in jail. You do it to yourself.
It's true.
So... Michael Jackson earned $60 million last year. His total is down from $400 million the year before. $400 million because that included $287 million his estate made from the sale of his EMI music publishing to Sony.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That's adorable.
Uh-oh. Where's that kid?
Is that Minnie Mouse?
Go find him.
What's your name?
Say Vivian.
Oh, no.
Make the kid talk.
The whole room is looking at me.
Homing says, make the kid talk. Squeeze
make
it.
Make the kid talk.
Can you see Minnie Mouse? She's like, I am not a
nothing.
Monkey.
So, welcome to the Alice family, Vivian. Actually, I want to say happy birthday to a couple of Alice family members. Little Diamond, Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cameron.
Baby.
Is she two today?
She's two today, yeah.
2 years old today.
2 years.
2 years. 2 years ago, we did a secret show at the
that's right.
Club Fugazi.
And you had to take off, but instead you went out drinks.
Well,
we had to push him out of the bar. Like, go your way.
Mentally
prep myself just, you know, for the big moment. You know, I was kind of stressed out.
It's a whole lot of waiting. And then tomorrow, because we won't be on the air, I want to say happy birthday. 7th birthday to Isla. Oh, is there six?
She goes 6 tomorrow.
Oh, it's only six?
Oh, it's only six. Six.
For some reason, I've been calling her six for so long.
No, she's just going 6 tomorrow. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
And speaking of the avoidance, so I still catch crap because when we were in the room, and you guys were in the room with me. Remember, I did a call-in when Isla was being born.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where they're like, well, this is going to be a while, and I'm all, okay, I'm going to go run some errands. I'm going to get some things done, and I'll get some food. And she's looking at me like, you're not going anywhere.
Are you nuts?
Now grab a leg.
We got hours. They just said. She's like, you're not leaving, dude. Forget it.
Yeah. If I'm here, you're here.
Oh, boy. I got to put my keys to my... All right.
This is not how this works.
I had all my stuff packed up. My shades were in my shirt. All right, fine.
She doesn't make a lot of noise, that wife of yours, either. She must have looked at you just shot daggers
out
of her.
No, she made it clear I wasn't running errands.
You have to be kidding me.
She is your errand.
I'm sure she's come a long way from this.
Oh, that cluster of letters is tough. Yeah, Isla.
Aww. That's so cute.
It is fun.
Okay, back to dead celebrities.
Okay.
I just want to run these really quick because we are going to talk to the general manager here in just a second, find out all the spooky stuff that's going on. Elvis Presley was in second place, $39 million. Dead since 77.
Elvis, for my whole life, was the main earning dead guy.
Yeah. Charles Schulz, dead since 2000.
Oh, totally.
He made another $38 million his estate did last year. Arnold Palmer made $30 million last year. What does he make money off of still? Just like his golf courses and stuff?
And the drink.
Do they package and sell that? Bob Marley, $20 million bucks last year.
How about Monroe or Albert Einstein?
I don't see Albert Einstein on here, but Marilyn Monroe was in eighth place. She made $13 million bucks just on those posters, I guess. John Lennon made $14 million bucks. Is that just royalties, maybe?
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss made $19 million. Prince made $12 million. That seems low. Nipsey Hussle made $11 million. He just died this past March.
Vaughn just went to L.A. last week and went to Nipsey Hussle. Mural, was it? What was going on there?
There's a mural right outside where a store is, the Marathon store in L.A., down in Crenshaw area. So I went there, saw the mural. Everything's all fenced off right now where he actually died at. But real nice mural, two murals across the street from the alley.
Are there tons of just rotting flowers and still lots of, you know, people leaving?
Yes, tons of stuff.
So a lot of memorial stuff.
A lot of memorial stuff, flowers, people going there, giving their respects and all that.
Right.
Ran to a friend randomly from North Carolina.
Oh, my God, how funny.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, in the middle of Crenshaw.
What did she say to you?
I forgot what she said, but she was like, whoa, you know.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, she was like, hey, what's up? I looked around. I'm like, who is that telling me what's up in the middle of Crenshaw? I'm not from here.
Killed?
I don't know nobody here. She was wearing red. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. What you mean, what's up?
Did she not get the memo?
Right. So I turn around. I'm like, oh, JC, that's crazy. And then we ended up embracing, you know, and talking about. Yeah,
so it's fenced off, not because it was a murder scene, but because too many people are showing up there, or what?
I think possibly because of the murder scene.
Oh, still?
Stuff going on, investigation probably.
Wow.
I assume so.
I mean, it's a year?
But
March,
April,
I
March,
think.
April, yeah.
Hold on.
When he died.
He died in March, it says, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, wow, that seems like longer ago.
I know. You know, March of this year?
Triple X Temptation, who died in June of last year. He seems really recent. Mm-hmm. He made $10 million.
Oh, wow.
Whitney Houston, 9.5, dead since 12. And George Harrison made $9 million. Three people from last year's top 13, because, yeah, we just did 13 of them, did not make the cut. Hugh Hefner, Muhammad Ali, and Betty Page. They all dropped out of the top 10.
You know what you should get?
What?
Vaughn. Oh. You know, Neil Young has this thing where he plays guitar and he puts a harmonica right on a thing right here. If you put the camera in one of the, then you could release your arms. I'm watching your poor arm and I'm thinking, oh, God,
it's a workout.
Has probably turned 20 pounds on you over the course of the morning.
Hey, that's like my exercise.
All right.
Can we get him a stool that he can put in? Rest his arm. He's sitting on the floor in front of us.
You're all right?
I will survive.
All right.
Okay, I'm good.
Down there on the floor, it's not a good angle up at us either.
You guys have one of those? One of those neck harmonica things?
Yeah, John has one of those.
He does?
He doesn't play harmonica, though, really, so he just does it for, like, I don't know, some song or other that he'll put it on for. But if anyone ever comes to our house and needs that, we have that.
All right.
Yeah, don't you worry. You want to use that?
The Neil Young neck harmonica thingy.
Right. All right, so let's talk to Walter Magnuson, who is the general manager here. Where did he get to?
Look at this guy.
Hey there, handsome.
Hey.
Good morning.
How's
We're very
it going?
Happy you're here.
We're very Thank happy you. To be here.
So can you answer the question that nobody else could answer? How much is this house worth and the land?
Oh, I don't know.
More
priceless.
Than seven.
I'm going to go with what Jacob said.
I don't know. I could make something up for you.
Yeah, make something up. Here you go.
You know, it's priceless.
$1 billion.
It is priceless.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the thing. It's such a cool place as you're driving by. You're just in the city, and it's big streets, and all of a sudden there's this insane mansion with so many stories. So is Unhinged is the big thing you're doing right now?
Yes, yeah, this is the biggest Halloween event that we've ever done. We did it for 28 nights. We've got three left tonight, tomorrow, the next day. And it's been really, really popular.
I have a question.
Yes.
Has becoming a movie star made the ghosts moody?
Yeah.
Difficult to get them to come out and do their job?
Yep,
They
all have really complicated riders.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of demands. But no, they we've been told by James von Prague, Medium to the Stars, that Sarah and the spirits are happy that the house is still being appreciated so many years later.
Ah.
So I don't think fame has gone to their head.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Good, good.
And they're aware of what year it is and everything. They can keep a track of time.
You can ask them.
Okay,
that.
Well, I'll have to.
Yes.
Did they shoot any of the movie in the actual house?
They did.
Oh, they
yeah.
did.
Mm-hmm.
So it got taken over for a while.
It got taken over, yeah. We were closed to the public. They shot for a while, and then they recreated with really incredible efforts parts of the house in Australia.
Oh, So here and in Australia.
Mm-hmm. God, two locations, and it was hard to tell even when they went back and forth because they really put so much care into the design.
Well, tell us what people should know. You said 3 days left of this Unhinged, which is special for right now. What should people know about these last few days? What are we hoping for people
to
see?
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. You know, there's nothing like it in the area. There's a lot of haunts, but this is something
is the one.
It's like an immersive supernatural thriller. Parts of it are sort of self-guided. We're using areas of the house that you've never seen before.
Oh, did you open new areas?
Or
do you rotate that?
The house has a few different sections of basement, and we're using a portion of it that has never been used before.
Basement.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. So
is it?
it's very unique, and things happen, and people are really enjoying it. We also have an amazing projection map show in the front gardens. Mm-hmm. Which is sort of hard to describe, but the whole house comes to life and is sort of the canvas for the show.
Oh. Are you into creepy stuff?
Yeah, who isn't?
I don't know. Like,
you better say yeah.
Have you ever had a moment here, though? Like, you know, late at night, you're doing general manager stuff, and you're hanging out, and you're just like, I am not alone.
Yes, I think that is definitely the feeling. You never feel alone. It doesn't feel, you know, like malicious, like Get Out, like Exorcist style stuff, but it definitely.
Well, that's good.
It definitely. It's you're never alone, but it's warm and inviting.
Well, Walter Magnuson, thank you for hosting us today, General Manager
here.
We're
so happy you're here.
Yeah,
we're delighted. Make sure you hit the organic coo and grab a Psycho Donut.
Oh, I love Psycho. I love that Elvis. The peanut. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's
my
favorite.
With like peanut butter, banana. Mm-hmm.
Heaven.
Cream inside
of custard.
There.
Custard.
Oh, that does sound good.
Exactly.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Did you have that one?
I didn't. I went for the one with the candy corn.
Oh. I had about four of them.
Oh!
Doesn't show.
Like, I was going to say, you can afford to.
Maybe tomorrow.
Walter, thank you so much. We're broadcasting live from Winchester Mystery House.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Are we
Alice,
on?
Yes, we are.
Oh.
Yeah, we're broadcasting live from the Winchester Mystery House, everybody. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show.
You caught us all looking a different direction.
I was just singing along with the song. It's one of my favorites. I love it. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out today. We've got just another half hour or so, and then we're going to do some pictures and hang out for a little while. The Organic Coo is still serving breakfast. Psycho Donuts. Vinny just bit into the Elvis donut.
Did you?
Did you know it's like bright, like monster green custard in there?
No, I didn't.
He bites it. He goes, oh, no. Oh, no. It's so green.
This thing has turned.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think it might have been something that got shut off. But that's just Psycho Donuts for you. You know, they got to make it so it's crazy.
They're psycho.
I put a picture of it up on my Instagram.
Oh, you did?
I'm check it out, yeah. All right, let's do our final look at the news here this morning.
The Radio Alice Report.
That's loud.
Woo!
Yay! Woo! Look how well trained they are.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey, by the way, people want to know if our audio guy, John, is single.
Yeah.
Oh, who wants to know that?
A texter.
Hey.
Well, he doesn't have a ring on.
He
so.
Said, 510 says, is John the audio guy single? He's hot.
Oh, damn, John.
And then he said, can he replace my John?
Hey, John, how old are you? 30.
Oh, young. Oh, man.
What city doing?
Young meat.
What's that? Young city.
Young meat? You meant man. Young man.
Yes, that's what I meant.
He's in Palo Alto.
Oh, he's a Palo Alto guy.
I might have a girl here for him. Are you single, miss?
I am.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what's your name?
Melanie.
What do you think of Melanie, John?
Fantastic.
Wait, he goes, what do you think of Melanie, John, and puts the mic in front of Melanie?
Well, he's all the way over there.
I'm just saying, you don't put it in front of her.
She'd go, Melanie's hot.
Melanie, what do you think of John?
He's very handsome.
Huma, did it ever occur to you that perhaps John does not appreciate your matchmaking intervention skills?
Yell at Yuzette. She's the one who hung him out.
I just read a text. Back to you, Vin.
This house report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. You get this app that Entercom spent billions of dollars, not only in research and development, but in actual.
Honey.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's an app. I mean, there's really no thing.
It's $1 billion, though. They spent it on something.
There's $1 billion of money, cash monies, invested in your ability to now listen to the Sarah and Vinny radio show through your phone on the radio.com app.
I don't even know what a phone is, so whatever Martian language you're speaking.
It's Calamity Jane, everyone,
from Deadwood. One person.
How's she doing?
Awesome.
All right.
So far, so good. I've got myself one fan.
This might be my favorite voice ever. I've never seen the show, but it's hilarious.
Thank you, Thursday.
I went to the bathroom and I saw all my gray hairs. Thanks God, I'm getting it. My hair dyed on Saturday, but I'm like, oh Jesus, I do not look like Wednesday.
Oh. Well, no, we agreed. You're Thursday.
Plus, we've advanced your age to the day after. It's Friday. Apparently, some of us think 2 days.
Anyway, yes. I just wanted to remind you all again that time changes this upcoming weekend. Also, the brave men and women fighting the fire up north, the Kincade Fire, is like 60% contained last time we got a report.
Yeah, so. I just checked, and that's what it's
this
at.
This morning.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's, you know, one of the things about this, the past couple of weeks, is the information is coming in from all different sources, and it doesn't seem like any one source is providing
there's no central
it.
Hub.
So there's a lot of, I'd say, old information being put out, repeated. So anyway, that's the latest I heard, though, and that's good news. The Nationals won the World Series last night. Congratulations to our Vaughn, who's from D.C.
You hit it out of the park.
It was a good watch. I mean, I'd much rather have seen either one of the Bay Area teams in there, but the Nats were underdogs from the beginning, and when they got up two games, it was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And then they lost three, and it was like,
uh-oh.
And they took the last two, so congratulations.
It's great. I remember when they were just the little wild card team back in the old days.
Well, and the Nats, the trippy thing about them is their best player left for Philadelphia this year.
Oh, I bet so he's pretty bummed out.
He's got to be pretty bummed out.
Didn't get the title.
Publicly, he has said, I'm happy for those guys. Good for them.
Privately, he's got himself a bottle of moonshine,
no doubt.
Oh, why not do it?
The Astros were huge favorites coming into the series, and they had won it all 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And yet, the Nationals get the win. Congratulations. We've all, if you've driven around the Bay Area, we've all dealt with road rage. Mostly, you deal with it as a spectator, and you find yourself,
hopefully,
I'm backing off.
Get out the way.
I'm going to let that stuff happen and just try and get around that. Because it does. I even saw someone this morning trying to make a lane change coming over 17. And the guy was just almost trying to force himself into a spot where there was no space. Mm. And the other driver went, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy when you see that stuff happening. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where you got to be. But you weren't going to get in there unless I was.
People in your horseless carriages. It's ridiculous. I'm not sure what's happening here.
At 30. Horseless carriages.
I don't know what to call them. What are they? Never heard such a thing. Everywhere I live, some motor going. I said, what is that noise? It's clamoring.
Calamity needs a drink. Anybody? No.
Joey says I can't seem to put the bottle down and my best friend's dead.
A 31-year-old guy named Glenn Graves was driving in Brooklyn, New York on Saturday when he started road raging and cut off another car.
Uh-oh.
He was so mad that he even pointed a gun out the window at that car.
Oh. Don't do that.
What he didn't know was that car was full of undercover cops.
Oh. They nabbed him.
So they pulled his ass over quick. and arrested him.
That's exactly the way that needed to go.
Look at, he looks a little like Kanye West, no?
He looks pretty bummed out as he looks.
Glenn is a mailman, and he was wearing his USPS uniform when he was arrested.
Oh no!
He's been charged with possession of a firearm and menacing. I don't know if he gets to keep his mailman job
or not. He's actually, you know, you point a gun at a car full of unmarked policemen, undercover policemen, that dude is lucky to be alive.
Yeah, yep. No doubt. It's
Yikes.
A federal offense,
well,
right?
It's like a
I have no idea.
It's a total movie scene where he pulls the gun and then seven guns go back on him. Right. Like,
okay, you guys got me. I'm going to just put in this here. Everybody knows about that kind of standoff.
Right.
God, that's why I visit the Winchester house all the time. I got to get armed up.
Okay.
Got to get my bullets. Do they sell bullets here?
Sure. I don't think so. A guy in Kansas named William Myers was driving home in his truck last Saturday when he hit a fish.
What?
He saw a large bird take off from the side of the road, and he clipped the front of his truck before flying away. You ever do that where you're driving down the road and these birds are on the road, like, you know.
And you're hoping they'll jump
well,
up
you
and
want
get
them
out of the
to. Get out of there.
Well, I usually slow down, you know.
And so, what?
Yeah, if there's birds in the road, I slow down.
Well, you're going to get plowed from behind.
No, I'm going to, you know, it. I'll take, yeah.
You love that.
Plowed from behind. Here's my favorite position, as you might be well aware. Right. That's a finishing move, everybody. Finish those birds off. So, when I was a kid, my dad.
Get it? She likes doggy. Get it?
Giggity, giggity. I don't like all doggies. Get along. So, when I was a little kid, my dad. My dad, Gentry. We're all, the kids are in the back, and my mom and dad are in the front. And my dad.
You're
you know,
the kid, right?
I'm one of the kids, yeah. I'm one of the kids in the back. And my dad, there's birds, you know, crows will be like eating some carcass.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He speeds up, like figuring that they're going to get out of the way, and no, thunk, 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 on the front of the car.
Oh my God.
My dad is a horrible person.
Gentry!
And I almost lost my mind, because, you know, I'm a little kid, and we just killed these birds or whatever, and all the kids in the back were all freaking out. Like, oh my God, Dad, you're horrible. This is terrible.
You kids want to see what a V8 Oldsmobile can do?
How did you know it was a V8 Oldsmobile?
Weren't they all?
Yeah.
He had a Hurst Old, and he was so proud of it. He shined that thing up. I'm like, oh, it's got bird blood on it now. It's awful. Listen, don't laugh at that, you horrible people.
William Myers saw a large bird take off from the side of the road, and it clipped the front of his truck before flying away.
You think it was like an eagle?
After he got home, he noticed the grill was smashed, and something was stuck in it.
Oh,
when he
no.
got closer, he realized he had a 12-inch bass
that he'd stolen
from the bird who was trying. He just caught the thing and was taking his meal away to eat.
I don't know what this is, but Jay says it's a big sea turtle. It's a baby wheel, man. Holy, we are witnessing a baby wheel.
Speed
right
the boat
here.
Up. Let's hit it.
Holy. That thing is big, Jay. Yeah. What is that? That
your people
hurt.
Are hysterical.
That thing looks hurt, Jay. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro. Holy, look at this thing.
What is it?
Oh, my God. What the is that, bro? Jay, what the is that?
It's a 12-inch bass.
It's like Massachusetts. It's his own planet.
You don't know till you leave.
Wow.
Those people are unique.
What is it, bro?
What is it? We're going to need some beers and some pondering time.
Oh, my God. That thing looks dead, man.
I love that guy.
Apparently, the bird was carrying the fish in its talons and was lifting off when the guy's truck came by.
The bird made it out alive,
but the fish did not.
Well, the fish was doomed no matter what.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. That's why you got to slow down. If you see a patch of birds or some bird, you just don't try to hit birds. You know, don't try to hit anything. On the other hand, if you're going to get rear-ended,
unless
you want that, just don't speed up, but don't, you know, don't kill other people over a squirrel or a bird or, you know.
Do you believe it's possible?
I don't believe it much.
To have the poop scared out of you?
Yes. I do. I believe that sometimes people's bowels let go.
We
It's true. It's totally.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, no. Is there anyone here who doesn't believe that sometimes people are so scared that, like,
I wonder
so I can run faster than I've ever run?
If on the side of the house there's like a stamp of the amount of people they've scared the you-know-what out of, like that, you know how they used to do on fighter planes.
Oh, you mean like on a haunted house, uh-huh. on this haunted
yeah,
house?
Yeah, on the side of the, this many people have crapped right. themselves here.
It's like a black cloud.
Where's Walter?
That's, yeah, we should have asked him. Yeah. We how many
well,
times?
We got the two marketing guys in the back.
Right,
can we
ask them right now? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we
how
go.
Many people have pooped themselves from fear?
Yeah, you got an answer for that?
I mean, we did get an operations report a couple weeks ago that somebody might have had a problem on the staircase.
Oh, oh my God!
Yes, that happened. It's so scary here
the
that people poop themselves.
That is so do those people funny. Get a refund, or how does that work?
I think everybody else on their tour got a refund.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not the tour you want to be on.
It's the scariest day of the year here on Halloween, and here's what's actually happening to your body when someone jumps out and scares you. Mm. Before you even react, like, you know, right when it happens, it triggers that fight or flight response. It activates your amygdala.
Amygdala?
Oh, my God, you know the word.
Oh, my
I think I do. I might have said it wrong.
No, you got it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot.
That's words. Hot.
You made yourself hot saying hot. The word right?
Words are hot.
Anyway, cutting all the way down through the story to the end, they do say your gut feels the effects of the fear.
Oh, now I'm ready to run.
Fear causes the blood vessels in your intestines to shrink and divert resources to other parts of your body, which gives you a boost of energy and can also make you puke or even poop yourself.
Oh,
can I do both? I mean, come on. Why not just pick one?
It's a true response to a scary moment.
Yeah.
You actually...
No, you've felt that, you know, that like, loosening.
Have you ever pooped yourself out of fear?
I don't believe that I have.
Have you ever pooped yourself out of fear, Yuzette?
No, I don't think so.
Has anyone
I
here...
I feel like I've come close, though.
Who's going to admit to it?
Who would admit to it?
We have a T-shirt for you.
Yep. A T-shirt for your troubles.
We have T-shirts to give away?
Yeah, we've been giving
You're
away.
You're lying.
No, where's Michelle?
We've been
Michelle?
Giving away all morning.
Look at Mommy Shark.
Oh, my God,
the
it's
shirt.
The llama shirt.
Yeah.
It never leaves.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there we go.
We got a shirt for someone. Oh, there's another one.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, the baby's pooped itself.
We have a,
what's his
we
name
have a
again?
Blowout it, story. We have a
Mateo?
Blowout story.
Too many to tell.
He says too many blowout stories
Mateo
to tell.
Mateo has pooped himself.
Give Mateo a T-shirt, Michelle. That, of course, we've all pooped ourselves.
This
we
just in. Women are more likely to propose a threesome than men.
What?
Well, we're trying to keep you. We're trying to keep you interested.
Is that right?
Yes. I'll do anything.
This story says...
Even bring my friend Letitia in.
Women
on,
are
girl.
The ones that need a little excitement and are the ones that often ask for a threesome. 59% of the time, it's a woman's idea.
So, ultimately, it's your fault, though.
What do you mean?
Because she's saying the dude's not delivering. That's
it's
why
boring.
The chick needs...
Oh.
Well, what'd you stay with him for? And you married him?
Yeah, but this is the beginning of the end. We're about to have a threesome. I mean,
right.
Hello.
All right,
listen, Vinny. We're going to do our thank yous. You want to squeeze one more in?
Why? I like it. Five more.
All right.
One more. Pick your
no
favorite.
No more.
All right, Jesus. Okay. Everyone, pay attention. We're going to thank some people, and you're going to clap for them. Here we go. We're going to see how you do.
Tell them what to do.
Everybody, get ready.
We're going to see how you do.
Mommy Shark.
Thank you to the Winchester Mystery House.
Thank you.
Yay. I want to thank Walter Magnuson, the general manager of the Winchester Mystery House, Natalie Alvarez, director of marketing and sales, Michael Taff, director of operations here
Keep
at the
clapping.
Mystery House.
Don't let up.
Jake Gospodnichik. No. Jake Gospodnichik,
yeah.
Digital marketing coordinator at the Winchester Mystery House, Jeanette Orencia, and Kayla here at the Winchester.
All right.
Yay. All right. Keep it going for the organic coup.
Oh, yay. For crying out loud.
Ashley Rinney, the manager. John, yes. Sabrina, and Allie at
yay.
Organic Coup. Go to organiccoup.com for locations. That's Organic Coup, C-O-U-P. Psycho Donuts.
Psycho!
Erin and Brittany from Psycho. Psycho Donuts, go to psychodonuts.com for locations. And to our Alice staff, who always make us look good.
Yay!
Michelle Bergman, marketing manager.
Thank you, Michelle.
Woo! The Alice marketing kids that go around and put up all the decorations.
Yep.
The promotions team.
Yay.
Think our morning show interns.
Yay.
There they are right there.
Corey.
Corey and Ashley. John Hayward of Hayward Audio.
Yay.
Found out more than we needed to know about John this morning. Turns out his fight or flight act, it just... What a response. Brian Tonneson, who I guess is back at the station.
Yes, Brian has been helping us all
engineer.
Morning.
Yep. And Alex and Nicole, our board ops.
Yeah.
Nice. Vinny, I want to thank you for being a great partner.
I want to thank you, Sarah, for being a great host. And Calamity Jane.
Oh, yes? Did you have something that you'd like to say to me, sir?
Perfection.
Thank you, Mr. Air Marshal.
Well done.
You did that great job putting it all together.
You're
Thursday,
so
Adams, everybody. Bryn, thanks for wearing a costume. That was awesome.
And Hooman, thanks for straight out of a hospital bed into the Winchester Mystery House and back to the hospital from here, I heard.
And Vaughn
for Facebook Live and all morning. Your arm is so muscular now. Washington Nationals win.
Congrats, Vaughn.
And last but definitely not least, you guys for coming out today. Thank you
so much.
Thank you, guys.
Being here today. You're the best around. All right, thank you. That's it from the Winchester Mystery House. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Over Woo! And out.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.